This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House has marked the grim milestone of more than 500,000 COVID deaths with a candlelight vigil and a message of sorrow and hope. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
500 lit candles glowed on the steps of the South Portico as President Biden, his wife, the vice president, and her husband bowed their heads in silence just after the president noted the 500,000 deaths topped the numbers killed in both World Wars and Vietnam.
Truly grim, heartbreaking milestone. 500,071. Dead.
He says these aren't numbers. They are sons, daughters, spouses, and loved ones.
We have to resist becoming numb to the sorrow.
And the best way to honor them is continue fighting the pandemic with social distancing and masks.
We must end the politics and misinformation that's divided families.
American flags will be lowered at federal buildings, and the president vowed,
this nation will know sunny days again.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson Monday unveiled his plan for a gradual easing of the coronavirus restrictions in the UK, stressing that his government forecast rested on the continued effectiveness of the UK's vaccine rollout. England's coronavirus vaccine campaign is significantly reducing cases of COVID-19, with a drop of around 70% in infections among healthcare workers who have had a first dose of the Pfizer-BioNTech shot. That's according to health officials. Preliminary study findings from Scotland also showed the vaccination drive there is working, markedly reducing the risk of a hospitalization for COVID-19. More at VOAnews.com. This is